Blackstone Audio presents Rogue Belador by Diana Love. This book is read by Stephen R. Thorne. Chapter 1. Evol muttered, "It's been 30 minutes, and I don't see anything to kill." She hugged her leather motorcycle jacket tighter against the chilly night air and glanced over at Reese Casper Jordan.
"It's only been 20 minutes. Patience, sunshine," Casper murmured.
"It's too cold for patience, and don't call me sunshine." She had zero appreciation for January in Atlanta. The sun had set over 5 hours ago, and the temperature had to be in the low 30s by now. Intermittent snow had started accumulating enough to leave footprints. Unlike the northeast corner of the country, this city saw little snow, and a one-inch dusting would empty stores of milk and bread. The bread companies and dairies must have cut a deal with the gods of winter. Huffing out a frosty breath, she announced, "I'm not hanging around all night and freezing." He grinned. She quirked a threatening eyebrow at the Viper agent who loved to get under everyone's skin. But he was looking away and failed to notice. Plus, she wore special sunglasses, and he couldn't see that well in the darkness anyway. She could. Born with glowing neon green eyes, she was capable of seeing in almost total darkness. It was one of the few benefits of being an alterant, a half-blood Belador. But of all the strange preternaturals who belonged to the Viper Coalition, she'd never met another being exactly like her. Sure, the other alterants had bright green eyes, but she knew of none who possessed her body's deadly reaction to the sun.